The U.S.-led effort in Iraq stood on a tripod of three legs: U.S. forces, Iraqi forces, and international forces. As a result of the wave of violence, first the second leg and then the third leg began to crumble. "We've got a huge coalition," President Bush had insisted in March 2003. "As a matter of fact, the coalition that we've assembled today is larger than the one assembled in 1991, in terms of the number of nations participating." But the sons wasn't a solid alliance based on common interests, as the fathers had been, but rather a jerry-rigged series of deals that couldn't survive much pressure. Countries sent soldiers to Iraq as a political favor to the U.S. government, and, except for the British contingent, that good turn didn't extend to getting them into combat. One CPA official recalled sitting at a meeting in March 2004, at which first Bremer and then Sanchez chewed out the Spanish commander, who was preparing to pull out and who was making the case for cooperating with the militias. Bremer dressed him down and said, "We don't talk to militias. They're illegal," this official recalled. A few months later, after Bremer's departure, the U.S. military began not only talking to militias, but aiding and equipping some of them. Except for the Brits, they weren't there to fight, this CPA official recalled. The Dutch did good patrols on foot. The Italians only patrolled by vehicle. The Japanese didn't patrol at all. In fact, he said, under their rules of engagement, which provided only for self-defense, the Japanese weren't permitted to secure their own perimeter and had to rely on the Dutch to do it. Nor did their rules allow them to come to the aid of others under attack. The Thai battalion's rules didn't even allow them to leave their camp near Karbala, said Army Colonel Peter Mansour, because they were in Iraq for humanitarian work that under current conditions couldn't be done. In May 2004, Spain withdrew its contingent of 1,300 troops. Honduras, the Dominican Republic, and Nicaragua also pulled out their small contingents, totaling about 900 people. During that summer, the Philippines left after a Filipino contractor in Iraq was taken hostage. Hungary left at the end of the year, and the Netherlands and Ukraine withdrew in 2005. Poland, Bulgaria, and Italy, probably the three strongest European supporters of U.S. policy in Iraq, also in 2005 announced plans to leave eventually. To a surprising degree, the Rump Coalition consisted of veterans of the Warsaw Pact. Of the 31 countries that would remain as troop-contributing nations by the fall of 2004, more than half were former communist states, and more than one-third hadn't existed as sovereign nations when the United States fought the first Gulf War. Some of the other older nations were trivial players on the global stage. Among those listed on the State Department's official internal list of coalition partners were Albania, El Salvador, and Tonga. Altogether, the troop contribution of the 31 coalition partners amounted to less than 24,000. The real coalition of the willing that was in Iraq was the one of international jihadists flocking to Iraq to fight the Americans, tartly commented Marine Colonel Hams. These are the people willing to fight. Both the Shiite uprising and the First Battle of Fallujah ended indeterminately. With Sadr, the U.S. military arrived at a negotiated solution in which he stopped his militia's attacks and U.S. forces stopped trying to kill or capture him, and a murder charge against him was ignored.